Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, hey, you're listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree Mitchell. I'm the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a space and platform of intentional healing, joy, and abundance for Black women. Let's go ahead and get into today's quick episode. No, I am not deleting and starting over because this is literally intentionally supposed to be, hear how I said that, my fastest, quickest episode, since today is obviously Monday, December 25th, which is, of course, at least in the States, it's Christmas. And, you know, I really don't have a long drawn out episode for you unless the spirit hits me in such a way, but I really just wanted to share my Christmas wish for every Black woman. Now, I know that Christmas is a time for giving gifts and spending time with family and doing all the things and enjoying yourself and eating well and vacation time and, you know, cute family photos and all that good stuff, all that beautiful stuff, right? But honestly, my biggest wish for you, beyond obviously, I want you to enjoy your time, enjoy yourself, rest, allow more ease into your life, especially during this holiday, and more calm and joy and all that stuff. That's a given. All of that stuff is a given for the holiday, right? For the holiday season. But what I want to share with you really is my biggest wish for you, especially as we are clearly beginning to wrap up 2023. My wish for every Black woman is that she understands, recognizes, honors, appreciates, and sees herself, sees her value. Like, I want you to understand that you are the present. You are the prize. That is my biggest wish for you right now, especially as we wrap up 2023 and we head into 2024. Again, I know that it's the spirit of the holiday, spirit of the season. And for me, the true spirit or the true reason for this season, obviously for me, is God, is Jesus. But beyond all that, I really just want to bless you and honor you with this wish for you. And again, it's that you are able to understand that you are valuable, that you are the present, that you don't need to people please, that you don't need to do all the things in order to be worthy, in order to love yourself, in order to have a life that you deserve, in order to be respected, in order to be seen and heard in your family, in your circles, in your relationships, things like that. I just want you to remember that or understand that you are precious, you are valuable, and it's not because of what you can do. It's not because of what you can do for others. It's not for any of those types of reasons that the world may say validates you, makes you important, makes you worth, you know, seeing, hearing, all those things. I just want you to know that you, just as you are valuable, you are loved, you are amazing, and you are just worthy of every good thing that has been pressed upon your heart. Some things may not have even come to fruition yet,
But regardless of if it's in your life now or it's coming, like, you're worthy of every good thing. And so I just wanted to bless you with that today. Like, you are worthy of every good thing, regardless of any of the stuff that I mentioned before, whether you've done it, not done it, have it, don't have it. Like, you are worthy of every good thing. And it's just because you are who you are, right? Again, I know with the holidays, it's very easy to put yourself last, to make everyone and everything the priority. You've probably spent a lot of money, which is totally fine if that's your jam. You've probably cooked every...
Black representation in media matters. When we see people that look like us or share our experiences, it provides a sense of community, validation, and belonging while also resisting the narrative that we must remain silent and invisible. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR, where you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, and empowerment. One episode that I really enjoyed was titled, In Serena Williams, A Generation of Black Players Saw a Legend Who Looked Like Me. The way they wove the episode together with interviews, storytelling, and music kept my interest because it felt more like a documentary than a typical news piece. This is what it feels like to me to have our stories centered. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
My hair is kinky, it's coily, it's beautiful, it's all the things, but the dryness is real, so it's also prone to feeling parched. This is why Way's Anti-Frizz Cream is my new BFF. It not only tames frizz, but helps my hair feel more hydrated. Listen, summer is coming. We are trying to be outside, going to brunch, plus traveling, and summer activities aren't always kind to our strands, okay? So let me tell you what I do for this. I wash my hair every 1 to 2 weeks. Don't sleep on Way's Detox Shampoo, by the way, if you have hard water or buildup. I detangle, I smooth in a little of the Way Anti-Frizz Cream, then shingle in my natural gel. My hair is frizz-free, it's hydrated, and it's cute for days. Love sleek styles? Way's Anti-Frizz Cream works as a heat protectant up to 450 degrees as well. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code SELFCARE for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code SELFCARE. Cooked 15 different types of cakes and pies for your family, and you ran out and found all the matching PJs and slippers, got the perfect presents for all the people on your list. But it's just like, we as Black women, we're just so giving, we're just so loving, we always want to put other people first. But it's like, sometimes we forget that regardless if you do those things or not, you are still important, you're still worthy, you're still valuable. You are still loved. You're still important. And you don't have to do those things. Like, you don't have to do those things to be worthy of that. Does that make sense? So that's my wish for you, is that you just see yourself for exactly who and what you are. And if you haven't been doing so, definitely in 2024, make that your year to like draw a line in the sand and say, I may have, you know, not recognized who I am and my value in previous months, years, weeks, days, whatever. But this year, this new year, I am going to do exactly that. I am going to do exactly that. So that's my wish for you. Because again, a lot of times the focus is on everyone else, but I want the focus I just don't want you to lose yourself. I don't want you to forget what's really going on. Does that make sense? So that's my wish for you, Black woman. I wish you every good thing. I wish you every bit of joy today, no matter how you're spending time, with family, without family, if you're home, if you're for some reason, for example, overseas due to work, if you're single, if you're married, if you... You know, like whatever your situation is. And also to those of us that are alone this year, for whatever reason, maybe you are just not able to get home this year, or you weren't able to get home this year to your family, or maybe you've recently had a loss you know, an unfortunate loss, or maybe you just had a recent parting of ways with someone that you've been with for a while. Like, regardless of what your situation is, please know that you're not alone. I am definitely thinking of you today as well, on Christmas and into the new year. And, you know, if I could, I would give a hey girl hey to like every single Black woman that is listening to this podcast right now. Obviously, I'm not able to do that, but I really just want you to know that no matter what your situation is currently right now, you're worthy and you're loved. And I just want this day to be one of peace and rest and calm and all the other things that you want them to be, or you want it to be, I should say. So yeah, that's it. That's it. Remember, girl, you are the prize. You are the present. Okay. You are worthy. You're valuable. You're all those beautiful things. And I don't ever want you to forget that. Now, tomorrow, in the future, 5 years from now, like, I never want you to forget that. So if you ever need a reminder, just come back and play this episode a few times so that you can just remember who you are and just what you bring to the world by just being you. Because that's important, okay? It's not necessarily about what, again, you buy and who you buy it for. It's really just about you and all the beautiful things that you bring to this world. That is the real present, okay? That is the real present, okay? So that's it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. I am looking forward to our final episode of 2023, which again will be next Monday on the 31st. But in the meantime, again, happy holidays, Merry Christmas. I hope that this day is blessed for you. Again, regardless of your circumstances, I'm hoping that you're able to find some joy today. And with that said, I'm going to go ahead and sign off here, but just know that I love you and I just only want the best for you today and every day. All right. So happy holidays again. Merry Christmas. And girl, I will see you next Monday on the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast.